We come in our scripture reading to the 10th chapter of Romans. Today we read verses 5 to 21. You'll find it on page 1203 if you're using the Pew Bible. Now, we use an expression here in which we'll say that Second Presbyterian Church is committed to an ordinary means of grace ministry. And we talk about the ordinary means of grace, and people say, now, what does that mean? Well, what we mean is that God has given the church the means of spiritual blessing, particularly the building up of our faith, namely the Word of God, the ministry of prayer, and the sacraments. And God has promised to bless them. We just do them in an ordinary way. We don't have to add to them. We don't have to jazz them up. Particularly the ministry of the Word, which is that means by which alone God saves the soul, by bringing them to faith. Now, if you asked me to defend that ministry strategy from the Bible, I could hardly do better than the passage we're going to read today. Paul's talking about the issue of Israel versus the Gentiles, and why isn't Israel saved? He's going to say, because they didn't believe the Bible. That's the answer. And why were the Gentiles? How did they end up being saved? Because they did believe the Bible. And what's the deal with the Bible? Well, Paul says at the beginning, you see, it's not our job to bring God down from heaven or to whip him up from underneath. We don't have to rely on entertainments and marketing and all kinds of phenomena trying to work in people. He says the Word, that's what does it. The Word of God is near you. It's on your mouth. And we have great statements in this passage. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. How exciting is that? But how are they going to call upon the name of the Lord? They have to hear about him. How do they hear? They hear through his word. How does the word preach? Someone preaches it. How does he preach? Someone sends him. The ministry of the word. And in verse 17, he gives the rule. See, this is what forms. It ought to be not only the philosophy of ministry in the church, but also in our homes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Well, let's minister the Word. And let's have a confidence that this is the thing that God will use. He's given it for this end. He will save us. He will raise up Christian children. He will build a godly church. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Well, with that in mind, let's give ear to the Word of God, God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving Word. Verse 5, for Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them, but the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they've never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? For faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. But I asked, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. But I asked, did Israel not understand? First, Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. With a foolish nation, I will make you angry. Then Isaiah is so bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. I have shown myself to those who did not ask for me. But of Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. The grass withers, The flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.